At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I could talk about this all day. I think people are really proud of the way they shop if they're somebody who shops and saves money and gets a good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You tell everybody you know how you do it.
Yeah,
you, Kendra, are one of the... you're one of the people... more than anybody I know who's like, I got this on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh,
it was
for
a $300
the
rug.
Yeah.
And it was only $15, that kind of thing.
It feels good. It feels good, you know?
What about you? 617-655-1067.
Sue, I don't know anything about it. I wish I could be more like that.
Talking about shopping off the markdown shelf at the supermarket. Hi, Magic. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. You got David, Sue, and Kendra. Who's this, please?
This is Colette.
Hey, Colette. What's going on?
I was calling with a tip for the shopping. So my tip is, when you're shopping, if you have your list of stuff that you need, just keep track of how much you're spending.
As you go, as you're walking the aisles.
Right. So I'm the youngest of five, and my mother used to always do it. She was always good at budgeting money.
Do you do it in your head, or do you have a calculator?
I put on a piece of paper, because usually I have a piece of paper with my shopping list, so I just kind of do it on there.
See, but this goes along with my invention of the shopping cart that has the calculator built in so that you can always know what's in your cart and your carriage.
Yeah.
Because that's how people are able to budget. See? That's what you have to do.
So I just round it. If I'm spending something, if I'm buying something that's like $350, I just write $4.
Yeah.
Kind of got it from there.
And then by the time you get to the register, you know,
right,
you might be a little high, but you're not going to be under.
Right.
You're not right, and you're not shocked. Like, oh wow, I just spent $200 on what? At least you kind of know when you get there what you spent it on.
But you're old school pen and paper. I love it.
Yeah, that was my mother, so that's how I do it.
Do you know, when Colette, when my mother used to shop, you just brought back this memory. My mother would do kind of the same thing, only she had this little plastic clicker thing that was like it was like a little adding machine
thing.
Well,
it's like what they do in clubs. They to manage how many people are walking in the door, right?
Yeah.
Like a clicker. Like,
yeah.
Yeah?
And it was basically the same thing, so that when she got to the cash register, she had at least some idea how much money she was going to have to pull out of her purse.
That's interesting. I think that's the problem. We don't budget. That's it. We just put it in the cash.
I know.
Good stuff.
Problem. My problem with the calculator is I'm always afraid I'm going to hit the clear button or the wrong button. So.
Yeah. And you're going to have to start back at the beginning.
Pen and paper for me.
Good stuff. We appreciate you sharing. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. You too.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Colette's doing it right.
And David, you do your list on your phone too, right?
I do.
Like you do it. I sometimes do that, but I find that I have to actually write out my list even so that I can cross it off and have it in my hand.
Yeah.
And then if I take a pencil so that way if I have to... you know, scribble or cross over or erase things.
Make a change.
Yeah.
I think everybody has a different strategy, and I think it's fine. I don't care if you use pen and paper, a calculator, whatever. To me, it's just being more mindful of how much I'm spending. It's all a mindset for me, and that's what I'm trying to change.
Having that cash in your hand definitely makes you look at the numbers a little bit deeper.
Yes.
Right?
Peeling off $10 bills at the register when you got to pay? Absolutely makes
painful.
It a little more real.
Yeah.